Hey, Joel, I found this car in the basement. Is it yours or mine?
I think it's yours. I take care of my stuff.
Yeah, anyone who looks at your room can tell that.
My room's fine. I know where everything is.
Uh-huh. Do you know where the radio is?
Oh, yes. I think I can find it. It's right here.
Morning, Reuben. Have you felt the alligators yet?
Hi, Gabby. Yeah, I got them. Where are you off to?
I just finished with the aardvarks. And since you already got the alligators, I guess the next animals on the list would be anteaters?
Wait, are you feeding the animals alphabetically?
Sure, why not?
I don't know. I just feel bad for the zebras.
Oh, yeah. Maybe tomorrow I'll go in reverse order so they can eat first.
Whoa, what's this?
This is Suburbia Zoo. Got a delivery for you. Sign here, please.
Delivery? What is it?
According to the packing list, it looks like two really angry lions.
Lions?
Really angry?
Yep, see? African lion, Leo Panthera, really angry and mean to boot. Quantity, two. Where would you like me to unload them? I've got some thylacines and dodos to drop off on my next stop, and they're pretty close to their expiration dates, if you know what I mean.
But we didn't order any lions.
And definitely not any really mean ones.
Look, I really don't care if you're expecting these cats or not. The packing slip says these lions are to be delivered to this address on this date. I've got deadlines to keep. I just need a signature.
We don't have anywhere to put them.
We could put them in with the zebras.
Not funny.
Wherever you put them, I need a signature.
We're not signing anything.
Well, then I'll find someone who will. And I can't hang around here waiting for these really angry lions to figure out that they can break out of their crate and eat the entire zoo.
Wait, they what?
Get in the truck!
Well, this is a pickle. And there go the dodos. Again.
So, we're locked in a truck surrounded with really angry lions. Now what?
We should probably call the office and tell them not to let the visitors in just yet.
Since we're here, maybe you can...
turn on the radio?
I was gonna say you could sign the delivery form.
Yeah, not happening.
All right, that's the last of the boxes. Everett, you want to unload the dryer into the hamper and get those clothes ready to go, too?
Sure.
What are you doing this morning, Mr. Jacobs?
Good morning, Reuben. Just cleaning out some of the stuff around here. I like to take some time every year to pack things up I haven't used in a long time and give them to people who would enjoy them.
Like what? Books? Games?
Yep. See anything you like?
Maybe. Can I look through them?
Why not? Just be sure to keep the stuff organized.
All right.
Hey, Reuben. Coming through with some clothes.
Right, sorry.
I'm going to switch over the next load of laundry. I'll be right back.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late.
You're late? This is when most of us kids show up to Mr. Jacobs' garage.
I like to be early enough to listen to the first program. Probably missed out, huh?
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. I had to stop at Miss Fiona's place to take care of her cat.
Why are you taking care of her cat, Gabby?
Because she's out of town, Reuben.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Glad you think so.
So, how do you take care of a cat? Don't they kind of just hang around?
I'm pretty sure you have to feed them.
Sure, but is that it?
No. I've got to clean his litter box, I've got to make sure he hasn't knocked anything over, and keep him from running outside when I'm coming and going. It's like taking care of a wild cat.
Litter box?
It's where cats go to the bathroom.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's not the best part of the job. What are you guys doing?
Mr. Jacobs is getting rid of stuff, and he said I could check to see if there's anything I like.
I'm helping Mr. Jacobs with the packing.
Oh, do you mind if I listen to the radio while you do that?
Nope, go ahead.
Is that everything, Mr. Jacobs?
Let me check my list. We've got the clothes, the books and games, the electronics, and the Christmas decorations. I think that's everything, Everett.
Mr. Jacobs? I have to ask, why are you getting rid of all this stuff?
Didn't I mention that earlier? I'm giving these things away so that other people can enjoy them.
Right, you said that, but couldn't you just let people borrow your stuff? Don't you like any of them? I mean, I was able to find a couple books in the boxes that I liked, and these Christmas decorations are really nice.
Reuben's right. You can at least sell some of the stuff and get money in exchange.
You two make some good points. and maybe I will sell some of the things. But I don't think God gave me what I have just so that I could make money off of.
Wait, God actually gave you this stuff?
Of course. Where else would it have come from?
The internet?
The store?
Maybe he means the factories that make the stuff we buy.
Oh, right, good point.
Maybe we need to look back even further.
Like how much further? Farms? Mines? Forests?
Sounds like you kids are on the right track. If you look back far enough, everything we see and have comes from one place. When God made the universe, He designed it to give us everything we need. Food, air, sunlight, water, and everything else we use were created by God. And like it says in verses like John 1:3 and Colossians 1:17, without Him, nothing would exist.
But God didn't give you the stuff. You still had to pay for it, right?
I did. But the very fact that I could pay for them is a gift from God. Acts 17:28 tells us that it's by God's power that we are able to do anything. Breathing, moving, and even existing are all from God, and He wants us to use them responsibly.
Responsibly? Like me and Mr. Ruffles.
Miss Fiona's cat is responsible?
No, I was just thinking. When Miss Fiona asked me to take care of her cat, I felt different about it than when my mom asked me to feed our cat. It felt more, I don't know, responsible?
Oh, yeah, I felt that way before. It's different when you're taking care of something that belongs to someone else.
Right. But now it turns out that even my cat isn't my cat. She's God's, and I'm taking care of her for Him. So I'm just as responsible for both cats.
That's right, Gabriella. And I have a drama script that talks about it. Shall I go get it?
Sounds fun to me. And while we wait for you to get it, we can listen to the radio.
And now, from the garage of Lionel Jacobs comes the wonderful drama, The Two Bakers, an adapted biblical parable about God's gifts. Once upon a time, there was a little bakery in the woods.
Hello, I'm Primrose, and this is Hickory.
Hello, welcome to our bakery.
Well, it's not our bakery, it's the King's.
We work here, though.
Still, not the same.
On this particular day, they had a very prestigious visitor.
It is I, your king.
Your Majesty, it is a great honor to welcome you to this humble bakery.
Rise. It pleases the king to come with request for each of you.
It is our duty to serve.
Indeed, and good and proper too. Let me start with your task, Lady Primrose. My niece, the Princess of Far and Away, is having a birthday soon, and she needs a birthday cake. Here's the gold you will need for the ingredients.
Oh, thanks.
As for you, Master Hickory, I'm hosting a grand banquet for all of my lords and ladies. I need you to bake bread for all of them.
All of them?
Indeed. Here's the gold for the ingredients. I shall return on the eve of my niece's birthday. Farewell.
And with that, the king departed, leaving the two bakers to consider their royal tasks.
All the lords and ladies of the court? That's a lot of bread.
I know the king's niece, and she is very particular. I heard once she took one look at her birthday cake and kicked it to the floor because the flowers didn't have the same number of petals as her age. This is going to be a task and a half.
On the eve of his niece's birthday, the king returned.
Ah, Master Hickory, I trust everything is prepared for the feast.
Indeed it is, my lord. I took the liberty of using your gold to purchase the very best of ingredients, as well as a little bit of help so I could take my time and make a wide variety of bakes to amaze and astound your royal courtiers.
Crescent rolls, sourdoughs, rye breads, and penny loaves. Amazing, astounding. You took my gold and made a masterpiece. I tell you what, my boy. How would you like to be the royal head baker?
Me? Oh, well, I would love it. Can Primrose come too?
I don't see why not. But first, I do believe you have a birthday cake for my lovely niece.
Yeah, about that. I'm not really sure where to begin.
Perhaps you can start with the flavor of the cake. Let me guess. Chocolate?
No, it doesn't have a flavor at all.
Strange. Where is the cake?
You see, Your Grace, I knew that your niece wouldn't like any cake I made for her, so I didn't bother. I kept your gold safe. Here it is.
No cake? What am I going to do now? I told her that she would have the perfect cake, and I trusted you to provide me with your best. But you didn't even hire someone else to make one. Hickory!
Yes, Your Majesty?
I regret to inform you that your partner will not be joining us in the castle, and your first assignment is to bake a proper cake for the Princess of Far and Away.
Yes, Your Highness.
The moral is that God gives us abilities, possessions, and opportunities so that we can serve Him and others, doing our best and creating, learning, and helping. If we are responsible with what He has given us, He will trust us with more. If we aren't responsible, then what He has given us will be taken away.
That's everything loaded in the truck. Will you need help unloading it when you get to wherever you're taking it?
Thanks, Everett, but I think there'll be plenty of help at the community center.
Oh, right, the big community giveaway. All of this makes way more sense.
Speaking of making sense, I have a question about what we've been learning today, Mr. Jacobs.
All right, Gabriella, what's up?
We've been talking a lot about being responsible with stuff God has made and given us. But when Miss Fiona put me in charge of taking care of her cat, she gave me a list of instructions to follow, and that makes it a lot easier. I guess I was wondering if God has a list for us to follow so we know how to take care of His stuff.
That's a good question. And there are some instructions in the very beginning of the Bible. In Genesis 1:26 and 2:15, it says God wants us to use what He has given us, but to protect it at the same time.
Okay, so I get if we have stuff like money or, I don't know, clothes and stuff, that we should use them and we need to take care of them. But how do you protect the other stuff that you were talking about at the end of the drama script?
Not sure which part you're talking about.
Okay, like opportunities God gives us. How do we protect something like that?
Opportunities?
It means chances to do things.
Let's think about it. How would you make sure the opportunities God gives you aren't ruined?
I think it would depend a lot on what kind of opportunity we were talking about. But maybe just taking the opportunity as soon as it comes up so you don't miss out?
All right, that's one way. Any other thoughts, kids?
Maybe making sure that you don't do anything that makes it so you can't do whatever it is.
I like that answer. Do you have an example, Reuben?
I guess, like, maybe if your parents say you can go do something fun, but then you do something bad, so then they say you can't actually go.
Kind of like my character in the drama. She had the chance to impress the king, but instead she didn't do what he asked. So she didn't have a chance to do anything else for him.
Exactly. It reminds me of what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:27. In this part of the Bible, he compares living for God to someone training for a sports event. He wants to be strong and ready, so when God has something for him to do, there will be no reason that he shouldn't be able to do the job.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think I get what you've been trying to tell us this morning. God has given us everything we have. He doesn't want us to waste what He's given us, and He wants us to take care of those things.
I think we all understood that, Reuben.
I was just making sure I was getting it right.
I think you got it right first try. And whether it's sharing what we have with others, taking opportunities to do good things, or just keeping the planet clean, when we are good stewards of what God has given us, it shows our love for Him and others. And those are the two most important things God has asked us to do. I'd better head to the community center with this load of stuff. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Weird.
What's weird?
Usually it's us that are leaving and Mr. Jacobs is left. Not this way around.
Yeah. So what do we do now?
Well, if I was Mr. Jacobs, I'd probably say something like, "Could you kids turn off the radio?"
Sure, Mr. Jacobs. No problem.